Increased access to the Fraser River, including mooring opportunities, is one of the items up for consideration at Monday's council meeting. Councillors Daniel Fontaine and Paul Minhas have put forward a motion regarding increasing access to the Fraser River for residents and tourists. The motion states that providing better access to the river for residents, business and tourists will help generate increased economic activity. The preamble to their motion noted that City Council endorsed a conceptual design in 2017 related to construction an accessible floating greenway in the Fraser River that would connect Sapperton and Westminster Pier Parks. The motion, which has yet to be discussed by City Council, proposes that staff report back to Council on opportunities to provide increased direct access and connectivity to the Fraser River for citizens and tourists. Asterisk the city identify opportunities and possible funding sources to plan and develop additional user pay pleasure craft moorage on the city's waterfront. Asterisk Council asks staff to identify possible new access points for a user pay pleasure craft launch facility. Asterisk staff identify the costs, challenges and opportunities of establishing a walkable link along the waterfront between Sapperton and Pier Park. Staff prepare key stakeholder consultation strategy to be presented to Council as part of this review. Asterisk staff report to Council regarding the necessary budget, possible sources of funding and resources required to undertake this work. During the planning for Westminster Pier Park, consultants considered ways of connecting community members to the river, including a day watercraft moorage. In 2010, they told Council that access to the river wasn't recommended at that location because of safety concerns related to the speed of the river and the likelihood of inexperienced boaters or people in kayaks and canoes encountering difficulties with the strong current. At that time, staff told Council that the city hadn't entirely dismissed the idea of providing an area where recreational and small boats could access the city's riverfront. They said there may be opportunities for a marina at the Poplar Landing site, which is located further west on the waterfront. The issue of connecting Sapperton Landing Park and Westminster Pier Park was considered 5 years ago. In late 2017, City Council endorsed a conceptual design for the riverfront connection between the two parks, a concept that had been developed in a joint study between the city and TransLink. At that time, the city hoped a walkway on land and over water could be in place in 2023. In 2020, however, city officials told the Record that connecting the two areas of the riverfront was complicated, and was also impacted by construction of the Patullo Bridge replacement project. Megaphone sound off. Does New Westminster need a place for boats to be moored on the waterfront? Send us a letter.